Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. I'm Mayive, and in the house I have Naz,
aka Big C. What's good, guys? Happy Easter, everyone.
Why are you shining your teeth?
Every single time you want me to be crying, Mayive. That was not nice.
Hat trick, gosh.
Please. I'm happy for life. I'm happy that God, Christ has risen.
30 hat tricks before 30 after.
All of that don't matter to me, to be fair.
You guys won for the first time in...
Once again, the season has finished for me, so it not feel like... It's not even
you guys are still fighting for Champions League place now.
They are fighting for Champions League football. They know they're not going to get it.
All right, so today we are talking about the top five leagues and then the race to the finish. How far now?
It's interesting.
Do you think Man U is in the
race? No, Man U is not in any race. Don't worry, Man U is just vibing.
Straight on goal, Simon!
AFCON 2022.
My name is Elozin, I'm
the boy Shia Wolo.
We are live at the Ball Gecko Park.
Come on, it is electric!
Moving on. Yes, I need to shut down the Man U discussion before you think you can enter into it. Don't worry. I'm ahead. I'm looking ahead to 2022-2023 season. So 2021-2022 season.
Do you see Ronaldo there looking ahead? Apart from
yes, the title race that we're talking about.
So how far?
Sometime ago in January.
Start with England.
Yeah. In England, in the Premier League, English Premier League.
It was January, I think January 14th to be precise.
When City
were topping with 14 points.
Not just that. You know, Ayan Arela had this prediction that, you know, talking about the Shaq team, that when they give you that kind of gap, there's no need for you to bother and stuff like that and everything. And
I was there.
I'm coming back to what you said. You said if Man City beat Chelsea, then they have won the league. And I was like, that's no way it decided, because I think Man City has won the league regardless of if they beat Chelsea. Like, they're already favorites and they should win the league. But mathematically speaking, it was possible. Yeah, it was possible, but knowing the Shaq that we know, they should not be caught, to be fair. And then Man City beat Chelsea, and then that's when I said that they won the league. But the mathematics that we've always been talking about has now caught up to us, and now there's actually a title race on the line right now.
There has been a title race for like almost 2 months now.
Yeah, I mean, Liverpool caught on, and you know, we did not see it happen immediately, but...
The issue about City is that they started drawing... And funny enough, it was the small games.
Yeah, they're dropping points to teams that you would not expect them to drop points. Especially that Crystal Palace.
In all competitions, they played like four draws, bare draws, like 0-0.
Man City rarely has 0-0, but they have 1-0. That was Crystal Palace.
This season, they've had 4-0-0.
4-0-0s.
Yes.
In what time? Yeah, I know Crystal Palace. In all competition. I don't think so.
I'm not telling you. When I say these stalls, I'm not...
We'll confirm that later.
Should we pause the podcast and you go...
That's a very few things. No, we're not
all
doing right, that now.
So I know this and I'm telling you. So I think the problem with City is that for a very long time... Yeah, inconsistency.
It's not consistency. They're the most consistent team. Even ahead of
and
Liverpool.
They lost 14 points ahead.
Since they happened.
So how are they the most consistent?
Because at the same time, these people also had games. Yeah, so
since January, Liverpool has been the most consistent team.
Yes, agreed.
The last time they lost was December 28th.
Over the season, I think Man City has actually been the most consistent team. But with this period of time that Liverpool have used to catch up back, and their games...
What's this period of time? I'm saying since January.
Which is when Liverpool had... Listen, that was when Man City had their 14 points gap. Yeah.
Yes.
But before January, from August when the season
Man City have been the most consistent.
I said for this season, for the entirety of this season, Man City.
Down.
Listen now. For the entirety of the season, Man City has been the most consistent.
Until January.
But looking from January and the runs of games, there's Arsenal that also had good runs. There was Liverpool. There was Man U at a point that had like 8 matches unbeaten till it started falling apart again. There was Arsenal too. There was Tottenham. Different
now,
teams.
Now it's Tottenham.
Tottenham lost the weekend, and that was a good result for me. But
regardless, they are still in form. They've come from the backs back to back.
They still have games in hand that you know can push them ahead and make them.
Just,
so are you? Are
no,
you,
Tottenham don't. They've played two ahead.
So it's Arsenal that has game in hand.
Yes, and one Chelsea. Game in hand. Chelsea has two games in
so
hand.
But here is it now. So title, this is the race to the title. Can you pick your top 5 or top 6 teams in the English Premier League here and now with what you've seen so far this season?
We already know who the top 6 teams are.
Yeah,
going
you call
to
them
be.
Now.
Maybe we know it to them. Be definitely top 3. Man okay. City, mm-hmm. Liverpool, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Definitely Tottenham will be in it. Definitely Arsenal will be in it.
Okay.
Except if they find a way, because now they've lost form. And definitely I'm expecting United. For what it's worth.
Hmm. You put United in your top six. You didn't put West Ham. You didn't put Wolves. You didn't try to cheat on United in any way. No. What's happening? Is this Easter miracle?
No, now it is what it is.
Wow, this is brand new, brand new you.
Why?
Yes, now because I mean you that
I'm
know.
I'm talking about top six. Now. That's why
you that I know that you put United as
you guys.
Are,
if they give you a chance,
if they give you a chance, you carry them back.
No, say the truth if you see it.
Now, well, that's nice.
So, who do you think is going to win the EPL?
EPL, I still think it's Man City, though.
You know the funny thing? I'm surprised you guys are saying Man City because Man City lost 14 points and that's just 1 point.
But guess what?
And then we were saying it. And now you guys are still saying it.
Do you know why I'm saying it?
Why?
Man City has a easier run of fixtures.
That's the scary part.
That's not the scary part.
Man City lost the easy fixtures.
Let me tell you.
The 14 points were lost to easy fixtures.
Hold on. Here, it's not just easy fixtures. Liverpool also had games in hand that they covered up. So calm down.
Okay.
Yes. So Man City, the reason why I still think Man City are going to win it because Man City don't have to leave gear one to win those games. They can literally win those games 1-0, 2-0. Yes.
Bro,
They don't need to leave gear one to win those games.
Was it Crystal Palace?
That is one boogie team. Everybody needs to be wary of Crystal Palace, wherever you are.
We always beat them recently. Again.
Congratulations. You got to the final at the essence of Crystal Palace, but that's because you actually.
We have beaten them.
No,
twice
you,
this
to be
season.
Fair, you locked out their, one of their main star men.
We locked out our boy.
Yeah, so you know. You know
it wasn't the contract. It was not like we were
agreed,
scared of him.
I agreed. But in the sense of if he was actually available, I think the match against Chelsea would not have been so easy. I'm not saying Chelsea would not win. But it's not going to be as straightforward as a 2-0 victory for Chelsea. Moving, that's FA Cup. But in the league, yes, I think Man City should still win the league.
Well, Liverpool, I know.
No,
but
you see, you know, you're not just talking about Liverpool or Man City winning. You're talking about Liverpool overtaking Man City.
Yes, that's
and
what I'm saying.
One thing that Liverpool have in favor of them right now is the injury crisis. Not necessarily a crisis, but the injury situations that is currently going on, that is currently plaguing Man City. So, I mean, they've not been with Ruben Dias for a long
Liverpool were plagued.
That's last season, not this season.
This season too, they've struggled with injuries.
Who are the people that have gotten injured? Who are the key players? Because last season we had their whole backline injured, and that's how they finished. That's how they came third.
This season was when Van Dijk was just coming up to speed.
I don't think Van Dijk has missed any Premier League game.
Thiago has had injuries.
Thiago is not a keeper. He's not a keeper that you miss.
Salah never has injury.
Exactly. No, Salah he does, but it's not an injury that ruins him.
He's not an injury prone player. So, but it's no excuse because several
it's an excuse because hold on. We lost our place to injuries.
Chill.
The same way I'm saying Van Dijk is just coming back to speed this season. The same way De Bruyne side this season looking shit. He looked like the worst midfielder in the whole Man City setup. De Bruyne at beginning of season. Not to me. No. It was a serious case of concern because we're literally speaking about it. That why is De Bruyne looking like the one stinking up Man City's game? That was at the beginning of the season.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see it. You didn't see it, but we watched it.
I've always known that De Bruyne, if he wants to play, he plays.
Listen, so beginning of the season, he was the one coming up to speed from his own injury. And then when he got to speed and got into the brand that we know, then now we're seeing him. And guess what? He's injured again. Kyle Walker, a very key component in their defense.
Yeah,
is injured.
I think that's the main person himself.
To be very honest, Man City started this season one hand down without a recognized forward.
They've always played with
good. Yes, you believe that they've always been, but that's the reason why they're ready to spend 100 million on Harry Kane because like they wanted that. And
now they are trying to sign Haaland.
You know that.
So at the end of the day, we can move to other leagues.
Yeah, yeah.
So you are saying Man City is going to win.
You think Liverpool are going to overtake them?
I think no. I'm leaving it open. Whoever wins. But I don't think Man City is going to lose because
I
know Liverpool are a team that once they are like a truck. Once they start moving, nothing can stop them.
Do you know they
just beat Man City too?
Yes. Look at, like I said, this injury is a weakened Man City side.
There's no excuse for that.
No problem. It's still something you're not going to ignore.
The top four, Liverpool, we know it's Chelsea. The fourth place, who
is up in the air between Arsenal, Tottenham.
You don't think Man U is in?
Man U, no. Mm-mm.
Why? You guys are tied at points with Arsenal right now, but they have a game in hand.
Exactly.
And then Tottenham.
There's something also called goal difference. Man U concedes like water, like baskets that is trying to hold water.
I don't think it will come down to it.
It's going to add up to something at the end of the day. Yes, because if it's head to head, I think we have the advantage over Tottenham. We beat them anyway. We've won one match against Arsenal this season. They might also win the second one. Like I don't see Man U winning. Like I said earlier, I really don't see Man U winning any game, any 90 minutes game. no matter who is, it's with. I don't see my
so it's either Tottenham, Arsenal.
Yes, either Tottenham, Arsenal for fourth.
It's Tottenham for me. Arsenal is out of it.
Tottenham is there because of the Conte factor.
Not only that.
It's only the Conte factor.
Son is the second highest goal scorer in the league.
And that is because Conte has come to bring out that part of him.
No, they were always scoring now.
No, they were not always scoring. Under Nuno, it wasn't as fluent as this Conte. Conte's only look like he has done something.
Before Conte, we're still talking about Harry Kane and Son. Before Conte, talking about
we're talking about them not performing.
No, combining and surpassing. Yes, they had Lampard their
but not performing to the highest. We know that Harry Kane would have had like 15 goals or 17 goals towards that time, like 30 matches.
It's Conte, no doubt, because we've not seen Tottenham in all this. Through the season. They are mad, like they are crazy mad now.
But moving on to the next biggest league in Europe, I mean the La Liga. Do you think this season has been interesting?
Yeah, but I think Real Madrid have always had the upper hand.
The defending champions are kind of struggling to make it into the Champions League positions.
Atletico.
Yes.
Hey, it happens. It's Simeone.
Simeone. So are you saying Simeone is one season? He does well one season, next season he flops.
The way his team is built, they are not out to win. I would like to put
But he has won the league twice.
Yeah, he's a good manager. Uh-huh. No doubt. He does it, however. This is the king of dark arts.
I think what's fascinating about the La Liga season this season is Barcelona's resurgence. I mean, seeing them at sixth at some point, that was as when Xavi came. I think sixth or seventh.
And then they have 15 games.
I saw the gap with other teams. I was like, you know what, Madrid is for the title and everything. And then
he's still Madrid for the title.
He's still Madrid for the title.
But Barca came from
where you know you and finally they are not even the closest to even upsetting or taking this trophy from Madrid. I know. Yes, they have two games in hand. No. Well. Hold on. Yes, they can't, knowing what we know, but mathematically speaking,
yes, it's still
possible. There. It's still there for you to happen.
Madrid will have to lose like 3 games.
That can happen. That can happen. Actually.
That can't happen. Maybe. Okay. Not necessarily. Benzema's leg breaks
To be fair.
Benzema is in the form of his life.
They don't need to lose. They don't need to lose 3 games. They just need to draw points. Like draw some.
Now we saw Barcelona.
The same to Man City too.
Lose.
Yes, Barcelona lost to Frankfurt.
And they lost, man.
Even though
they are saying rubbish. I saw Xavi saying they were the at a disadvantage. 25,000
fans. That's crap.
What are you saying?
That's crap. But I mean, Barcelona, we expect. Just saying, I don't think that they will do that.
He's just saying his own.
But, yeah.
He has done well. No, if there is any manager that has come this season, and I think he's the one, him and Conte, maybe they'll struggle. But give it to Xavi.
But here is it. Earlier,
because he struggled, he actually really struggled at Xavi? The start. Yes, and then he was able to get his signings in.
You're here with this, and you see how important it is for a coach to sign their players and now allow them express themselves. Like, I mean, you get there and you see the likes of.
Why I don't agree to this is that okay, everybody signs players and you expect them to do wonders, and then nothing still happens. But if you are good enough or lucky enough to make a signing and the signing actually gels well with your team, kudos to you.
But
I now not say, oh, there was a manager that came in and he was not able to sign.
I'm also of this school of thought that a manager should be able to make something of whatever.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
You should be able to make something.
Transfers should not be.
Hold on. Now, making something of those players and now doing something that is your own level are two different things. Yes, I make something of you. I don't make them lose. I don't make them look as shitty as they were, which is what Ogbeni Ralph did at the beginning of his tenure. But now making them exceed and now meet expectations at the beginning of season of, oh, Man U is supposed to be title challengers. You're asking too much of him because there's this squad of players and he was not giving any player of his own in general. So and we didn't improve the team in any way. We're even more of shedding dead weight, and we're in a season whereby COVID can actually ruin your season at any point. And then we still let off players and we don't have enough backup. So that one worked well. Moving on from that,
I'm
they're
trying
just,
to yes. think about other managers that
no even Arteta had something similar like that, but let's
and he did well too.
He didn't do well. You know, there are some points where we have always been Arteta out, Arteta in at different points in this particular season.
I feel the problem that Arsenal has and right now why the fourth place is going to leave them is the two injuries that they have,
two very key injuries, and there was no quality backup.
Yeah,
and where they are today, I see. I don't say same as me, but my own players, even the back of safe, those are not to play.
Sad. They actually deserve that fourth place.
No, based on their run of form. Yeah,
looking at what Tottenham is doing too, they also deserve it. So if it comes to
and not United, I don't know how you want whoever, to even include United in this discussion.
Now you guys have been going up and down. It's Ronaldo that's been carrying you,
bro. But so
we are in La Liga.
Yeah. This
is Ball Gecko Podcast.
Huge for Liverpool. Heartbreaking for West Ham.
The remaining positions in La Liga, where so you have...
Definitely, I feel the table is going to remain as it is. I don't think Real Betis is going to come out of
Atletico. What about Atletico Sevilla? I don't think that there might be a switch in positions. Sevilla have been performing. They have been impressive this season as well.
That's where your guy is now.
Which of my guys? Matia.
Yes,
Matia. I injured yesterday. I beg.
They said they are not even renewing his
team. He's not renewing. Like he himself, he went there with the promise of...
booing him at some
point. He went there with the promise of, you know, he's going to get game time, good to play, and hopefully he stays there because he was hyping Sevilla up when he moved. I was like, because
he wanted to just leave.
Yes, but now that he has been there and he knows that more, it is not mine, it is not Sevilla, he's the one that needs to step up.
He does.
If he doesn't step up, then...
I was much more from him. Because I look at what Tammy Abraham is doing at Syria that we are
I know how much of Matias I was. Like, but, I mean, that's
really... I liked him when you guys just signed him too, but...
Well, let's move on to the German Bundesliga, please. And it's not so... I mean, they have 4 games to the end of the season and it's 9 points gap between defending champions Bayern Munich and they are close... to contend.
I don't think there's anything to talk about. Bayern,
so you think it's just going to be everyone just so do you think all these teams just keep collecting their 3 points and the league season ends the way the table is right now?
Because they are just 4 games to the end and these ones are 9 points, meaning if they win the next game, even if they draw, if Borussia Dortmund finds a way
I mean, you believe this title will be decided in the next 2 games, the next 90 minutes?
Yes, in the next game, Seth, most likely.
They win for Bayern.
Borussia Dortmund did well. I think it was they scored 6-0 or
6-1. Yeah, they lead 5-0. And I was wondering, like, what did Wolfsburg do to these guys that they are rushing them goals like this? because I know when there was a pause, I was like, oh, 5-0 full time. I saw HT, I'm like, halftime, 5-0, bro.
So I think Dortmund season derailed when Haaland stopped firing.
Injured. No, he got injured.
Yes. Even after, there was a time he came back.
And it wasn't
the Haaland that we know.
Yeah.
But now you can see them trying to sign him. Karim, I think it's Adeyemi.
Yeah.
And you can already see that they already know that Haaland is going. But I don't think they will feel it. They'll feel it.
They will not get a 43 goals in 43 matches. Striker.
They don't need that. No.
Except they are able to change their system because Daniel Malen has still not gelled into the team the way he should have gelled into. Because where he's coming from, he was a 35 goals. Plenty, like a lot of goals in game season. But now...
But anything can still happen. When it comes to the German league... Is one league that one guy can just come from nowhere and start banging.
Oh, Kunku and his Leipzig boys. I mean, he's there. He's way down in third, but if you see them upsetting Dortmund at any point, because they actually tried to come 4-1. You know, head to head between Dortmund and Leipzig.
I think it's nine points. There's like 9 points between them.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying now is head to head Leipzig and Dortmund. Leipzig has actually been impressive.
You see, I really don't care about this head to head. It's about what are you doing with the whole league. Fine. When it comes to
me and you,
the Premier League, yes.
Head to head is...
I don't mind if Chelsea comes third in the Premier League as long as we can beat Man U home and away. It's a plus. But that's because I'm a fan.
You have your priorities mixed up and twisted, but you'll be fine.
That's why I'm putting sentiments to this. I'd rather lose to Liverpool than to lose to Man U or an Arsenal.
If losing to Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea guarantees me the league, I will collect it.
Everybody will collect it.
Because I don't understand why beating
you
is my...
I'm telling you that we'll celebrate doing that even if we come third. That's what I mean.
I'm not going to celebrate it. When it comes to everything,
when fully bare, head to head doesn't mean it's what can you do. No,
but
throughout the whole season,
by the head to head is now what decides you finishing ahead of the next person.
If you go to the Serie A, you'll see where head to head really counts because it shows your momentum and how it gives you strength to face the other teams. Juventus head to head has been terrible and it has reflected.
It's not just even the head to head. It's like, I mean, they started the season very poorly.
So them
catching up and they did not win. They are not the defending champions, so they are not coming to the season as, you know, this is our bet right again.
No, it doesn't mean.
It means no. They have been countless seasons.
I think did like 9 seasons in a row.
Yeah, so
they make it 10.
In the midst of these 9 seasons, there have been seasons where Juventus did not start well, but because they have that pedigree of were the winners, were the champions, were the best team, were with everybody's best players, they somehow. Overtake everybody. Hold on, listen.
Yeah, you can put it to that.
In the midst of these 9 seasons, they've started badly.
That is it.
But
But they had quality. They had they had Ronaldo.
Yes. I'm saying when they do start badly and they still win the league, even ahead of all the Milan or Inter because or Napoli.
It was January they signed them Vlahovic now.
Yeah.
And he was highest goal scorer.
You know, you from Fiorentina, he's already highest goal scorer.
But now Immobile has overtaken him. See, with
those guys are spamming penalties.
That's the funny thing about Immobile.
That's one reason why I don't rate them so much.
They are seventh.
Yes.
And these guys are highest goal scorer. I'm like,
Papa. They are spamming penalties. The two of them are actually spamming penalties. Like, they actually have 6 and 5 penalties between each other. And to be fair, that's not a lot. But at the same time, you give another person that penalty, yes. But
as long as you have the chance, massive respect to you.
Like,
it's not easy to score penalties.
So do you know what? I'll debunk this for you right now. So there was a certain Nicolas Pepe that was playing for Lille.
Mm-hmm.
In his best scoring season, scored 21 goals. Mm-hmm. Guess how many penalties and how many non-penalty goals?
How many penalties?
I think he had 10 penalties and 11 non-penalty goals.
Ten
penalties.
Then how?
Double figure ten now.
But still, it's not easy to score penalties.
Would you put 70 million on that player?
70.
72.
You know the funny
would
thing?
Would you answer the question?
I don't know why he went for Pepe. Now.
No, see, this evening.
But Pepe too has helped them this season.
Yes, he's good, but is it 72 million good?
Nah.
So would you?
But you know why you can't judge him like that? Too, is the EPL.
Chill. No.
See, it's not easy.
I don't want us to divulge and go into the Pepe situation, but I actually think it's not just EPL. Is him? It's not just EPL. To be fair, it's not just EPL. But
it's him. It's Arsenal. It's so many. It's
let's chill. We have entered
Serie A already.
Yes, we're entered Serie A. But I need your prediction for La Liga. I think Real Madrid are done. It's done.
It's done, man.
And Germany too. Done and dusted. Bayern. Guess what? This is one that needs your question, your answer.
Which one?
AC Milan, Inter, Napoli, Juventus.
I swear, this is the maddest. Honestly, this is the most entertaining league.
So far, this is coming to the end of the season.
Right from January, like, it's crazy. It's like they are climbing themselves. You know, you watch WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The ladder fights. The way you're almost grabbing the belts and then that person give you a cup, you fuck.
No, what
I think Juventus are the only ones that are out of it right now.
To be
and
fair.
And it's their own doing.
Like I'm saying, like I always say, mathematically, they are not out. But all watched so far from August, they shouldn't even be in the conversation. Like, they even tried to even be in this conversation. But this is now showing a league whereby I think the theme of this league should be if you snooze, you lose. Because the minute you draw a match, the next one I say,
you know, normally Juventus is always up there with so many points.
I keep saying
there's always a battle for second, third, fourth, always. So now that Juventus is out of it,
it's everybody's
AC Milan has been scrapping victories because they don't have a clear finisher.
But guess what? But that's
they've
champions.
Been winning 1-0. You know,
that's
thing of champions.
I mean, like at the end of the season, you now see that all those half zero that they haven't won, you just scrape and now give them.
I just think they are better defending than attacking.
No, their defense has been very solid.
They can find a way.
I saw not just Tomo, I saw this compilation of Mike Maignan and their goalkeeper, and I was like, these people actually they somehow replaced the normal.
They suffer.
They replaced the normal in a way that we didn't expect, because that Mike Maignan is that's the best combination of a goalkeeper I've seen in my life.
He has been making
so good saves.
Several teams, I think the Serie A is coming up to par back.
I think the competitiveness between themselves, yes, but
it is
in the general scale in Europe, I don't think they're as powerful as other teams.
I think it is.
I think a fourth place team, like I said, I said earlier that Juventus is perennial champ. They are like the face of champions in Italy. I would rather face them than face other teams. You know, maybe like Bayern Munich. I would rather face Juventus because I know I can see rough Juventus. Even at my low point.
Now.
Eh?
Do you think it would be?
I can see facing Inter. Yes, I can envisionize my team facing Inter, facing AC Milan, facing Napoli. Whoever is in Italy, I'm not going to enter that match.
And the truth is that Bayern Munich are like, they are mad. You can actually use Bayern. Call another team. I'd rather face Madrid. Madrid, Juventus.
See, I'd rather face Madrid. See how I'm mad this week.
I'd rather face Madrid.
See how I'm mad this
week. I'd rather face Madrid than even face Inter.
See how I'm mad they face you.
Yes. There's something about this Italians.
Okay.
Do you see how they score outside shots?
Please, that's just extra aesthetics to me. I see.
I know they are good.
No, to be fair, I'm
and
happy.
Then, I think when it comes to playing English teams, I think that's to give you an advantage. The English league is set up in such a way that you can't break into that defense. Our defense
energy,
always man. Compact,
it's
except
always just energy. Always running
maybe high line. Then you can now run past. Mm-hmm. So if you have a team that is capable of clearing chance and firing mad shots.
So hold suffer. On. How? Why I'm really intrigued about this season. Like I said, aside the fact that I'm not going to lie. I'm happy that I'm not seeing Juventus on top because immediately see Juventus
maybe
with because
I like Morata.
See, no, immediately see Juventus with the chance of winning the league. They are probably going to win. They are the strongest. They have always been the strongest team for a number of years.
They
now.
Found their way, even yeah, doing terrible but, in Champions but, League. They still always find a way. But
I like the story in Milan. Whichever of the Milan teams win.
No, so, AC. I want AC to win it. They so, suffered for too long.
Yes, AC Milan winning it is going to be a great story yes. because they are coming for so many years of hardship.
And yeah, nobody gave it to them beginning of this season at all. We still expect Inter to be there.
I expected a challenge, but yes. not necessarily them being on top.
Then nobody expected Inter too because they lost Conte.
I would not say that.
Lost Conte.
First of all, you know these
they
guys
lost
are
Lukaku.
Yes, they are defending champions, but they replaced them adequately.
That's the issue. A replacement is not adequate until they start playing.
But guess what?
We did not replace anybody, but we brought in Lukaku and bro.
Even the president said it about Lukaku, saying that yes, they were able to get so much for Lukaku, but they replaced Zeko and there's no difference on
replacement.
The pitch. Yes, he's a replacement
because he played well.
Exactly, yes, Zeko
but
is,
Zeko is not a replacement.
No, exactly. No, that's what a replacement is. You're not feeling the Lukaku's impact anymore.
Because he's playing well.
No, exactly. That's why they replaced Lukaku without any effort. Free transfer.
Yes, they
that
replaced
is giving you the same,
him.
The same effort, the same, cannot... same results that 97 million Lukaku was giving you. Obviously, it's not giving you the goals, not giving you the assists. But hold on, it's not giving you the goals, not giving you the assists. But that link-up play with Lautaro Martinez is still there. Mm-hmm. Yes, the results, them getting the victory at the end of each 90 minutes that they're getting, is still there. That's them being second. A dominating team in the matches they're getting, is still there.
They are still second.
It's
arguable that if Lukaku was there, maybe
they're second with 2 points.
They'll breeze past.
They're second with 2 points, and they have
anybody can still win.
They have a game in hand. They have a game in hand on AC Milan. So one victory, half zero, and they're on top. So I mean, you need to temper this. They are still second. Let's temper it a little bit. So yes, to be very fair, the league right now in Italy looks like it's in Inter Milan's hand just because they are the defending.
It's in their hand.
Yes,
it's not in anybody's hand.
They are the ones.
With 1 point now, but they still have many games to play. It's 1 point now.
Exactly. Listen to me. Hear me now, my name is Land. So it's in their hands because if everybody gets maximum points from all their remaining matches, who wins it?
Because of their goal difference.
Not goal difference. Even in points, they are leading in points as well, my EV.
Oh, you mean if everybody wins the
yes,
remaining
if everybody
game.
Gets their maximum points from now to the end of season.
Yes, but that will not happen.
Why won't that happen? Why won't that happen?
They're playing each other. I think there's a match between tomorrow, but it's a cup match. Napoli. Is it Napoli? One of them.
Is it AC Milan?
Yes.
Yeah, I know they are playing in the cup.
I've not checked.
Yes, they are playing in the cup. Yeah, in Coppa Italia.
And tomorrow, that too will also.
No, that's not good. That's not impact on the league.
It will affect their momentum.
No, it will help
AC. Sha. No, if it does not.
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good because to be fair,
it's like this match.
Too.
You know, it happened in England too.
No, it
happened in England. Liverpool, Man City.
And so you think that match is going to impact on the league? No.
Let's wait and see.
That match is a cup match that whatever happens there is going to end that match.
So you have to understand.
And they're not going to play against each other again.
You have to understand that. So both of us are fighting in the league.
Yeah.
But we faced in the cup and I beat you.
Okay.
It gives you momentum. The manager himself, Gofi Tokam, say, we just beat these guys. Why won't we beat these people? We are hitting the walls down.
That's why I'm happy that they're not even playing each other again. Yeah, so like, however impact also affects.
It will not be in the Premier League, Sean.
See, Inter is probably going to face Salernitana and AC Milan faces Sampdoria, and then whatever impact that wants to happen, is like
so
in
who do you think
their
is,
own
so
90
who do you think is going to win?
I said Inter's hands to lose. Because Inter are coming into this title race with they are the defending champions. They are coming to that. That's the factor that you are not going to ignore. They already have that winner's pedigree in this team already. They are used to winning just because they won last season. That's for a fact. And they look like they were dropping silly points at some point this season. But now they have turned that corner and they are now steamrolling it. The same thing said about Liverpool truck. That once Liverpool on their truck, they are similar. That's what Inter have been looking like in recent weeks. So,
right. So Inter still has
a game
Roma.
In hand. Yes, they have Roma. Have Roma to no play. Problem. Roma is not a problem. Where are Roma on the table?
Roma, I think fifth.
Definitely not. Yes, they are fifth actually. Yes, they are fifth. But not. Then, they, I don't so think they're going to be.
You don't think Napoli is going to do magic?
Napoli, yes. Napoli is another team that should be watched closely. But now they have given the Milan teams gap between themselves that, you know what, these Milan teams can actually falter and still be ahead of Napoli. That's the only problem I have with Napoli. Other everything else, I think Napoli are still in for a shot. They can still decide the title, especially if they are facing any of the two teams.
I think it boils down to between them and then to it's fine mistakes. But I think Inter have an edge because one, you said it already, they are defending champions, and then Milan have more tougher
fixtures to negotiate.
Yeah,
Milan have Atalanta,
but I don't know if they will win. That's their issue. They are lacking firepower up front.
No, so that's
so let's move to League One.
Them missing firepower doesn't necessarily mean that they don't see fine goals from somewhere, because on one day it can be Kalulu that will score a long green shot, or Theo Hernandez run from back, or Leao will decide I want to play well that day. So there's still a lot of potential in this team that can, you know, work it out for them. But yes, moving to the French league,
that one is ended.
It's done and dusted now. It's not 15 points gap.
15 points. I mean, you know the funny thing, some people are saying Pochettino, are you in that same school of thoughts that Pochettino will be fired? That he has had a process.
I think, considering
the fact that they lost last Champions season league. With 1 point. No, not Champions League. They didn't win now. The last season, okay, they were not champions. It was real. Yeah. That tipped them with 1 point. And now they are 15 points ahead.
No, you see, the thing is
me and Ayala were having a conversation, and then he was saying Pochettino has had a poor season. I'm like,
The only way you define PSG's postseason Champions League is that because they are already expected to steamroll to all their cups, so they don't pay so much attention to those their cups. And so they lost one cup match
1-0 to Lille. Okay. Then they lost, they were knocked out of another cup competition, but it was penalties.
Yeah.
Then they won one cup.
That's probably the Community Shield equivalent. Yeah.
Then the
Champions
League, they were knocked out of Champions League, and now they are 15 points. So you can say he got 3/5.
That's 3/5. Is that 3/5?
He won the Community Shield of their own.
Mm-hmm.
He won.
I'm not going to put down as one. I'm going to zero down. I'm going to zero down. Yes.
He won the league.
He's going to win the league.
He got to the final, but he lost in the final.
It's kind of poor because the investment in the PSG team alone, you are expecting way better than that. Yeah, you are not expecting to see a Neymar, Messi, Mbappe, and them not winning that match. Regardless of if those guys don't play, they have no firepower.
They lost the final. They lost in the final.
They shouldn't have lost the final. No,
I mean, but they are bigger than that.
And to be fair, even their four losses this season, some of them have been humiliating.
True.
Yeah, so that one alone is good.
And no, that's how they are. If they are going to lose, they fall like idiots. If they are going to beat you too, they'll beat you. Resound.
So, I want to quickly show you something. Yeah. So, you see this PSG stats that you want to rubbish Ten Hag. PSG with all their firepower, 72 goals, 30 goals conceded. Someone is telling you 85 goals and 15 goals conceded. You said no stats. But yes, that's aside. We're not going to talk about that.
You want to compare the Dutch league.
We're not going to.
The French league.
I did not pay them salary.
All
of them are playing football now. She Dutch.
The distance.
So yes,
let's leave the Dutch league out of this.
Quickly on the Dutch league. Actually, that's 4 points gap between PSV and Ajax and PSV. Yes, 4 points.
They are not. They are not part of the big five.
No, just quickly touching on them. So yes, who do you think is going to win?
You know the funny thing.
Or you don't even think about the league in any point.
PSV. I hope PSV is going to win.
No problem. That's not going to change anything. I'm still tired. Ten Hag. That's a business.
Ten Hag will come and you know when you pour water on a duck. Ten Hag will come to United.
Ha 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 ha. I need to donate.
So are you expecting Ten Hag to do magic?
Talk
next
about
season.
This we're talking about, please. Huh? Leave Ten Hag alone and talk about it. Because you want to do like the English media that are already disturbing you. Talk about the league we're talking about, please.
And we've concluded. So Man City, Liverpool. No. We don't know.
Man City, Liverpool.
You said Man City.
I think Man City are going.
Me, I said I don't know. We agreed Madrid. As
Madrid, yeah. Gone. Mathematically, Barca, but
Bayern.
Bayern out gone. Of the way, yeah.
You said Inter Milan.
Yeah,
Inter
Milan. I agree. They should win the league.
But I want.
Yeah, no, I think I really any of the Milan stories will make me happy.
And then next season is going to be crazy too. With Roma.
I still don't think Roma will challenge for the next season.
If they give Mourinho the signings that
how much money does Roma have that they won't give him money? Please, he'll be fine.
Then Vlahovic will start from zero numbers. Let's hope he can do magic.
Vlahovic is a player. He's a footballer. Don't worry, trust him.
So
on that note.
On that, and then
PSG. Of course, PSG done and dusted.
Then Ajax.
Ajax will run their way to the league. Don't worry, they are going to get it done. They are going to get it. I mean, the cup title, the cup, 90 minutes. Gakpo, nice goal, but I'm still going to give it to Ajax. Over the season, Ajax are more impressive.
All right, so that's that from us.
On that note, this is goodbye from.
So Nas, you still AKA don't want to say anything about Ten Hag?
What am I saying about Ten Hag? There's nothing to say about Ten Hag. He's not there yet now. Why should I start talking about him when there's nothing to say about it yet? Let him get there.
All right.
Don't worry. I'm already out speaking and waiting.
All right. Fine. It was nice hanging out with you guys. See you all later.
Peace out. Peace.
For more podcast episodes, visit all your podcast listening platforms or story.bullgecko.com. Also follow us on Instagram @bullgeckopod.